what he needs, how to build the temple again. It's 3 days, but he talked about his body. So that's why when we go through the St. John, we will understand he wrote after the destruction, the structure of the temple, so he just mentions his body. You can refer in the second chapter in John. Yeah, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. And also, here, you wanna to say another concept when we meet with the Samaritan woman. So she asked about in the mountain of Jacob we can worship. We know from the Jews, from the Torah, this is the mountain which Jacob meet God and fight with God to take the blessing. So we should worship here. So the mind was talking about the place. Should we worship here or there? But Jesus wants to just to change the mind. We don't care about the place. We don't care about who we are worshiping, God or other. So he said to her in the chapter 4, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. This is the proof that the temple itself in Jerusalem will be destroyed. This is another proof that the temple itself will be destroyed. You will not worship even in Jerusalem. The temple will not worship because it will be destroyed. Okay, this is another point why we prove the St. John written after the destruction of the temple. Let's talk about the gospel. The gospel, San Clement of Alexandria saying, this is the spiritual gospel. Gospel of St. John constitutes the spirit, while the other three gospels constitute the body. Means the other, we have three other gospels, Mark and Matthew and Luke. Let's talk about the miracle, for example. Talk about the miracle, at the miracle, just you can write what happened. St. John, when we write the miracle, we make a lesson. After each miracle, we're going to throw, because he didn't care about what happened, because he wrote the gospel at 80, year 80, after the three gospels already written. So he didn't care about to repeat again the miracle again, but after each miracle, you will see a new lesson. Okay? He took care about seven miracles only, and we're gonna to go through. So the gospel of St. John talk about the spirit, but the other gospel talk about the body. In Portugal, we samuha al-tanil, anagil is the ayah. Synoptic, yeah. Synoptic gospel. Anagil is the ayah. وكلمة إزائي معناها إن أنا ماشي بكتف اللي جنبي, يعني ماشي بحذا اللي جنبي, بكمله. بنسند بعض. الثلاث أناجيل بيقولوا الأحداث بيكملوا بعض. لكن سان جون لما كتب بعدين فما حبش إن هو يعيد نفس الكلام تاني, فبقى يتكلم في حاجات مش موجودة. فمثلا مش هتلاقوا كلامه مع نيكوديموس موجود في أي جزء تاني, مثلا القوم مع سامريا مش موجود, قصة أنا جالي مش موجود. حاجات كتير جدا في جون مش هتلاقوها. كده كده about the spirit, not the body, not to repeat again the miracle himself, just to write the miracle. And also, there is another proof here in John chapter 63. Do you know the miracle of feeding the congregation of the multitude? What he did? He gives them, he takes the five loaves and two fish, and blesses them, gives them to eat. Okay? Then what after that? He said, let's read it from John 6. For when he had satisfied the multitude with bread, they enjoyed it. Okay? In the verse 27 said, but he invited them to partake of the eternal blessing. I give you, you are enjoy. Okay, I will give you another bread. Which bread? Jesus. We're going to show this chapter and see. He said, I am the bread. This is the lesson. You will not find actually this part in the other gospel. Only they care about the miracle itself. The gospel of St. John comes to present the interpretation of what lies behind what God wants to send, what God wants to say in this miracle, and to reveal their depths and implications. Actually, the aim of the Gospel of St. John to prove the divinity of God and the humanity of God. Suppose he wanted to say, okay, Jesus is totally human, but he is God. This is what he also here in the chapters of Leviticus say that they may know you. This is the idea why he wrote his gospel, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. This is 2 points: the divinity of God, the God, and the humanity of God. Because if you say Jesus is not a human being, so he cannot give us salvation, right? If you said he is not God, so of course he cannot. If he dies, he will die. He cannot resist again from the dead, right? So this is 2 points we wanted to explain. Another verse you see here, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name. And also this is the relation. He wanted to prove the relation between the Father and the Son. Sometimes he said, we cannot do anything without Father. Father said to me to do it. Sometimes said, what I did, the Father can do it. What he wanted to say? He wanted to say, we are the same world. Me, the Son, and the Father, we are the same world. That's why he started at the Genesis start. You remember Genesis? The book of Genesis? When he started in this word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. This is John 1:1. You can read in the first hour in Akbeya, every day. Salat Bekir, Lingil, Tassar Bekir, all those. And also, you will not find this verse in the other three Gospels. I am the light of the world, I am the way, the truth, the life, I am the resurrection, I am the door, I am the good shepherd. And each one of them, you know, when you go through this verse, you will see like a mirror from the whole person. There is something indicated. If one say, I am the bread of life, of course this is Jesus, this is the Messiah. If said, I am the water of life, this is the Messiah. No one can say it from himself, I am the water of life, I am the bread. So these words or this verse to prove the divinity of God, the divinity of Jesus. And also they wanted to prove there's no comparison between what Moses gave them, the commandment, right? But what Jesus did. He gave the Lord Jesus Christ, the giver of grace and truth. Moses gave them the commandment, but they did give them the solution. For example, if you did adultery, don't do adultery. Okay, if I did, Moses didn't give any solution. If I did the same, how to repent? But Jesus gave. We will not reach the adultery from the beginning. Don't see the woman. Don't start from the beginning, not just to go through the adultery, the sin itself, before the adultery. For the law was given through Moses, by grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. This is in the chapter 1. Moses provides manna. Jesus is himself the bread of life. When Jesus said in chapter 6, I am the bread of life, they start to kill him. How to say it? This is only the Messiah can say this word. You cannot say it. How to say it? This chapter 6. This is the point we talked about. There is, we have three synoptic gospels. But John is different because he mentioned another miracle. He mentioned he wanted to witness that Jesus, he is the Son of God.
About the adultery part, when David committed the adultery,
مستنين مستنين يجي يسوس عشان هيشيلها، لأن هو ده مخلص اللي هيشيل خطايانا. فالوصية ما ادتش الحل، هي قالت لك لو سمحت ما تعملش ده، بس لو انت عملته حاول تتوب. ازاي؟ عن طريق ما فادي قال. ومين قال كده؟ هو بيبعت حد مسج مسنجر كده، فلان اعمل كذا يعني حاول تتوب. ف وعمل ده اوكي، الخطيه بتاعته خلاص هو تاب عنها، لكن ما تشيلش من عليه لانه ما فيش حد يشيل. لكن اللي يشيل مين؟ السيد المسيح. عشان كده الوصيه موسى او العهد القديم قالها، لكن المسيح هو اللي ادى الجريس، هو اللي ادى التروس، هو ادى الحل. الوصيه نفسها ما كانتش بتدي الحل. كل اللي هيموت حتى ابراهيم موسى كل اللي مات راح فين؟ راح في مكان الانتظار، ما كانش حد يقدر يروح. بس هو كان على هوب، هو احنا بناء في هوب انه في المسيح جاي هيخلص. دي الفكره. في سان مارك هتلاقوا هو بيقول انه المسيح زار اورشليم. انتوا عارفين ان المسيح كان المسيره المصريه في الشمال واورشليم تحت في الجنوب. زار الباس اوفر او الفصح مره واحده في سان مارك، هو بيتكلم على اخر مره. لكن سان جون هو بيتكلم هو زاره ثلاث مرات خلال اول ثلاث سنين. كل سنه كان بينزل العيد تحت، كان بيحصل مشكله ويطلع تاني عشان لسه الساعه ما جاتش ويرجع تاني. لاخر الساعه بقول خلاص يعني الساعه بتاعتي جت. فتروح سان جون قال انه ثلاث مرات ابتدى المسيح يروح يزور اورشليم. So in San Mark you can see he cleans the temple one time, but in San John it's more than one time. So no conflict, no conflict. But what in San Mark relatively for the Roman church you can make it like very quick. You see this is the smallest gospel, but for San John no, he says the details because for each step he do something. He said about himself, I am something. I am the true light. I am the bread. He do something. Jesus, he said something for each time. And you can, if we read, you can see, for example, the word believe is around 98 times. No, believe. Testify, and this is testify around 21 times. And we have many witnesses. God is St. John's about this witness for Jesus. Jesus himself witnessed for himself, the disciples. We ran into the Samaritan woman, the blind man, the lame man. Many witnesses. This is the core of St. John Gospel. When St. John see Jesus, this is one of the witnesses of St. John the Baptist. When he see Jesus, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And they have seen and testified that is the Son of God." Actually, St. John, he didn't know Jesus, and even he didn't meet Jesus before. No, they didn't meet each other before. But he has a sign from God. We're gonna have to go through this part. When you see the Holy Spirit came and remained in him, this is Jesus. Actually, St. John, he didn't know. He didn't know him, he didn't know Jesus. But when you see the Holy Spirit came and remained in him, this is Jesus. This is one from the witnesses of St. John and Samaritan woman also. In chapter 4, you can see. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me all that I ever did." So no one in the time can say what he did. He said to her everything. So she testified. She one of the preachers, the Samaritan woman. And also see Lazarus in chapter 12. This is the witness for the crowd after raising up the Lazarus. Said, "Therefore, the people who were with him, when he called Lazarus out of his tomb and raised him from the dead, who symbol of the sacrificial body of the Lord. So when, if you remember, when the Jews were in the wilderness of Sinai, the God gives them manna to eat. So if anyone says, I am the manna, I am the bread of life, so of course you are Messiah. And Jesus said, I am the bread of life in John chapter 6. And also in Exodus 17, when anyone say, I'm the Lord of life, of course you are Messiah. That's why this verse, when you listen to this verse, when Jesus said it, the multitude were very angry and they tried to kill him. And the same, the pillar of fire, as God was moved in front of them in the night with the pillar of fire. So if anyone say, I am the light of the world, so you are the Messiah. Chapter 1. We'll go through in 10 minutes max, just for the chapter. What he wanted to prove here in the first chapter, he was to prove the incarnation, the divinity of God, and the humanity of God. This is a very important one. And the second part of the first chapter, the witness of the century, about this Jesus. We already wrote this one before, at the beginning. And St. John said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Before me means what? As you know, St. John is called elder than Jesus, around 6 months, right? How you say he was before me? He didn't talk about the beginning. He talked about the beginning. He was from the beginning, before me. And when the Jews asked St. John, are you the prophet? Are you the prophet, not a prophet? Are you the prophet? Because the prophet, there you can see, the prophet one of the name of Messiah. The prophet. He said, no, I'm not. Are you a prophet? Yes, I'm a prophet. Are you the prophet? Are you Jesus? No, I'm not. He said, I'm not. And see here, this is the verse when the Holy Spirit, actually, Jesus, he has the Holy Spirit, right? All the multitude see it. Why? Did Jesus need for the Holy Spirit? It's His Holy Spirit, right? It's His Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of the Father. So why we need? For us, for John to be witness, this is one of the witnesses of the Father, because he said here, I do not know him, St. John said, St. John the Baptist said, I don't know him, but he was sent me, who sent me, the Father, the God, who sent me to baptize with water, said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descended and remained on him. Remained on him means الروح القدس مش مستغربة بس هي روحه فهي استقرت عليه مش على أي حد تاني. المهم قوي إن إحنا بعرفين هي استقرت على المسيح لأن هي مش مستغربة اللي هي روحه. لكن إحنا عشان نشوفها الروح القدس ما بيتشافش عشان نعرف نشوفه. لكن هو اتشاف في صورة الحمامة وسمعنا صوت الآب من فوق. الآب برضه ما بيتشافش. طول المسيح احنا ما كناش نعرف نشوف الله لان ما كانش حد يعرف يشوف الله. الله روح مش هنعرف نشوفه. فالروح هو قال له كده ان الروح اللي هتلاقي مستقر عليه هو ده. لكن المسيح نفسه ما كانش محتاج الروح القدس تحل عليه لان هي روحه اوريدي موجوده بدون انفصال ما اتصلتش عنه. لكن دي كانت علامه حتى لحمل المعمدان ان هو يتاكد ان هو لان هو بيقول انا ما كنتش عارف. فدي علامه وعلامه لينا كلنا ان احنا نشوف ظهور الله في ثلاث اقاليم وقت العماد. raised, I will raise up. But he was speaking of the temple of his body. And I thought maybe the disciple himself, he didn't understand what he said. 3 days, we talked 46 years. So 3 days, just makes sense. Maybe they thought in a different way, because he's in chapter 2. They didn't believe in Jesus too much. And also the chapter 2, the wedding of Cana will not find in any gospel, only in St. John. And also the chapter 3, this is the most difficult chapter maybe in the New Testament, about Nicodemus. When Nicodemus goes to Jesus just to ask, he wanted to ask about how to get the salvation. But, you know, Nicodemus, one from the teacher of the Jews, and one from 72, from the Sanhedrin, so he cannot say, how to get my salvation? I'm teacher. I know everything, so I cannot ask Jesus this question. So he start to ask something, how to say something. Then Jesus answer about the question inside his heart. What you want? لِتْ عَيْسُ تُقُولُ مِنْ قَلْبَكْ أَنَا عَارْفُ بَكْ هَجَوْبَكْ أَنَا عَارْفُ أَنْتَ مِشْ قَدَرْ تُقُولُ لَأَنْ أَنْتَ وَاحَدْ مِنْ مُعَلِّمِينَ الْكُبَارْ أَوْ فِي الْيَهُودِ فَأَنْ مِشْ قَدَرْ تُقُولُ بس أنا هجاوبك. فجميل قوي إن تشوف قد إيه ربنا هو باصص وعارف وأنت جوه قلبك إيه من غير ما تسأل. ده حصل مع نيكوديموس. وهتلاقوا الإجابات بتاعت سيدنا المسيح بعد كده إجابات. هو راجل بيسأل في حتة وهو بيجاوب في حتة تانية. إزاي هنمشي مع كام فيرس كده ونشوف. وده كان ده أكتر إصحاح بيتكلم عن البابتيزم. ليه المعمودية؟ Why is the baptism very important for us? How to baptize? This is very important. We have any lesson in Sunday school about the baptism, so we can take chapter 3 as a reference. This is a very important one. So Nicodemus said, we know you are a teacher. This is what we know. You are a teacher. Come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. So he said, Jesus is a teacher, and he does some miracles, some signs. This is what I know about you. But he has like inside his heart, one question, I need to get salvation, how to do it. See the answer? In verse 3, the first negative. Jesus said, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He answered about the question, but he was even saying how to get salvation. No, Jesus answered because you know what you need. And you came to me at night, not to talk about, say to me, you are a teacher or you are a good teacher, whatever you say. No, you came to get salvation. So I will give you salvation. Okay, you can, if you didn't born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And actually, if you know the mentality of this guy in this time, how they born again? Actually, where is it from here? Even in the New Testament right now, when we read, maybe if we don't know about the baptism, we cannot understand what this means. Then Nicodemus said, can man enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? See? Still his mind in the earth. He cannot think about heaven. He said, I can enter my mother's womb again? Jesus said in verse 5, this is in order, see? Most assured I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom. خلاص اللي مش هيعتمد بالمية والروح زي ما بيتكلم عليه يوسف So the water to healing my body and the spirit, Holy Spirit, heal my spirit. This is what we need. What we use water and the water. If we did it, we didn't enter the church. Not enter here. Without water, we cannot take communion. He said, I feel Nicodemus is too, it's too hard. What he say? He say something I cannot recognize. Then he go through the conversation, then reach chapter 3, verse 16, and this is very important verse we have to know it. For God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten Son, then that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. لأنه كذا حب الله العالم حتى مثلا ابنه الوحيد الذي أله كل من يؤمن به لكل حياة أبدية. بعد ما قال له إن أنت لست تولد من المية والروح, قال له انت عارف ان موسى زمان في العهد القديم رفع الحيه في البريه, انت عارف كده؟ a prophet, not the prophet. She didn't believe he is the Messiah. A prophet, you are a prophet, like Elijah, whatever, David. You are a prophet. Then he said, the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshiper will worship the Father in the Spirit. Before this verse, she asked about, okay, we can worship in the Mount of Jacob, as I said before. He said, okay, you thinking about the place? No, you can worship God everywhere, not here. The temple, you see the temple? It will be destroyed at year 70. So, it doesn't matter in Jerusalem or everywhere. And even now, you can worship God everywhere, at home, at church, everywhere. So he wanna move what they think about the earth to heaven. So this hour is coming, and now is. So that's happening now. When the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and truth. Then start to change from a prophet to a Messiah. Said, see what he said? I know that Messiah is coming. لا انت ممكن يعني انت ممكن تكون انت بقى اللي بتكلمني اخر خالص انت يعني ده لكن I know that Messiah is coming. When he comes he will tell us all things. لما يجي بس اكيد مش انت او انا مش متاكده بس ممكن تقول لي انت ولا لا شايفين مرة يوحنا عايز يوصلنا ليه عايز يثبت يهود سيد المسيح هو اللي لا هو ده هو اللي بيكلمني عشان كده المسيح سيد In John 4:26, I who speak to you, I'm he. I'm a prophet. I'm the prophet. I'm a Messiah. I'm the Messiah. To be made well? It's not very easy. Actually, this is what God do with us. He knows everything. He wanted to say what you need. Just come to me and say what you need. Do you want to be made well? And today, in our service, God says the same. If you have a problem, maybe you can be in the church, you can come to God and say, don't pray to God and talk to God. To be made well, he said something else. الراجل قال له اوكي انا مش بلحق انا كل ما بقول لك انزل حرك البرك انا مش بلحق هو ما قالوش اه او لا بس هو الراجل كان مهدد يعني هو مش في دماغه ان هو مش موصلش للحته دي لسه برضه بيفكر ان هو ما يعرفش Then Jesus said in verse 8, praise, take up your bed and walk. This is a problem actually for Jesus. He didn't care about what Jesus did for the name of the man. He didn't care. He talked about why he died and who. He answered the heart, so we cannot do everything. Thank you. disciple came in the lake and asked Jesus, sir, just can you come with us? He said, okay, no, I will stay here. I will not come with you. Okay, they left him because they thought he will be praying in the mountain, whatever. They cannot ask him what he will do. This is Jesus. So okay, they left him and go and eat. Then the Jews who ate in the morning, we saw Jesus. He didn't leave. Okay, when they go inside, in the next day morning, they see the disciples back and Jesus was there. They ask, how did you do it? How you reach? How you reach? ازاي انت رحت معاهم؟ ما كانوش يعرفوا ان هو بالليل مشي ايه؟ مشي على الميه وراح لهم ورجع معاهم. تاني يوم بقى جم يقولوا ايه؟ طب احنا عايزين ناكل بقى، انت اديتنا امبارح احنا عايزين ناكل. ادينا تاني. احنا يعني ادينا الاكل بتاع امبارح. هو ما كانش عايز يقول لهم انا مش عايز انا مش مش, مش هدفي ان انا اديكم الاكل بتاع امبارح. امبارح دي معجزه عشان انا انتوا سالتوا عليا ما كانش ينفع اسيبكم ترجعوا. انا بس عايز اديكم الاكل لكن مش ده هدفي. انا هدفي اللي جاي اللي اقول لكم I am the bread of life. انا المنة اللي كنت اللي دفنتكم في الولد انا فانا المنة انا عايز اكتوب انا اللي كنت معاكم in the old testament and I am in the new testament I am God. So just said our father ate the manna in the desert. Okay, in the verse 31 then Jesus said most assuredly Moses did not give you the bread from heaven. Again, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gave you the true bread from heaven. What do you want to say? What Jesus mean here? Again, Moses didn't give you the bread from heaven. مش موسى اللي اداك ده. مين اللي ادى ده؟ But my Father gave you the true bread from heaven. He talk about what? Himself. He didn't talk about the manna in the Old Testament. It doesn't matter. Okay, I feed you in the Old Testament. It's okay. But I didn't talk about it. I talk about the truth. See? Give you the true bread. My Father said, Anna, I am the true bread. They wanted to. I am the bread of life. No one can say I am the bread of life. No one. Except Jesus. مشيئة ربنا زي مع بعض يقول مثلا كل اللي انا بعمله الاب بيعمله كل الاب بيعمله انا بعمله عايز يعمل ايه؟ يثبت ان احنا اثنين مشيئة واحدة. احيانا يقول انا ما اقدرش اعمل حاجة من نفسي غير لما الاب يقول لي اعملها. ده معناها ان هو بيقول انه اقل من الاب؟ لا، هو عايز يقول ان المشيئة واحدة. لو هو ما قاليش اعمل كده لان احنا مشيئتنا واحدة انا مش هقدر اعمل كده، احنا اثنين مشيئة واحدة. بالعكس الآية دي بتثبت ان هو في الاب والاب في الاثنين في بعض نفس المشيئه نفس الحاجه مفيش اختلاف. فاحيانا هو يحب يثبت الوهيه الاب واحيانا يثبت بشريه الابن، يعني احيانا بيحاول يعمل البالانس ده. احيانا يقول انا ما اقدرش اعمل من نفسي الدينونه اعطيت للابن، واحيانا يقول ايه لا دي للاب. عايز يقول انه عادي هو يقدر يعمل ده وانا اقدر اعمل ده. بس فور اكزامبل انا مثلا لو بمشي فانا روحي بتمشي جوايا، لكن اللي بيمشي فعليا جسدي، فاللي بيعمل الفانكشن دي مين؟ انا جسمي اللي هو البادي بتاعي، لكن روحي هي جوايا، هي مش بتمشي ما عندهاش رجل ما بتعرفش تمشي. فاللي بيمشي جسمي هو ده اللي بيمشي، فده فانكشن في الجسد لكن مش في الروح. لكن هل الروح ما بتعملوش؟ هي بتعمله لانها جوايا بس هي مش ظاهره. وعايز اقول لهم كده، هو في حاجات انا بعملها وفي حاجات هو بيعملها. هل الاب ما يقدرش يعمل؟ لا يقدر. هل الابن في حاجات ما يقدرش يعمل؟ لا يقدر. احنا الاثنين نفس المشيئة ونفس الطبيعة نفس كل حاجة احنا الاثنين بنعمله، لكن انا ليه حاجات بعملها؟ لان انا جسد، انا موجود قدام، انتوا شايفيني انتوا لامسيني، لكن ربنا روح مش شايفيني. هو قال كده I am the bread of the life and this is the verse in chapter 6 and this is actually chapter 6 this is a very important chapter about the communion. If you have any lesson about communion he said, finally, at the end of the chapter, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood, abide in me and in him. How to eat your flesh and drink disciples. Disciples, he didn't talk about the 12. Anyone believe in Jesus at that time is called disciples. He's not talk about the 12. So from that time, many of his disciples, congregation, went back and to walk with him no more. هنا في نقطة كله مش مساوي. هنا في نقطة مهمة جدا. أحيانا أنت بتقول حاجة صح وتأكد منها بس الناس بتزعل. الناس بتزعل وبتمشي. ممكن أعمل إيه؟ أغير اللي أنا بقوله عشان أرضي الناس ولا أفضل أقول اللي أنا بقوله ده صح؟ بس أحاول أوضح وجهة نظري. ربنا عمل كده. هو ما ينفعش يغير كلام يمشي. عايزين تمشي امشي. أنا بقول لكم أنا ذا ترو فلاش أند ترو بلاد. If you didn't eat me and didn't drink my blood, you will not abide in me and I cannot abide in you. لو ما خدش التناول خلاص رحت. طب أنا مش عاجبني الكلام ومشيت خلاص أنا مش هغير رأيي. غير الكلام لأن ده حقيقة هو دي الحقيقة ما ينفعش تغيرها حتى لو الناس زعلوا من حاجة هي حقيقة ما تغيرهاش ما تغيرهاش عشان تقول غلط عشان ترضي الناس تقول حاجة غلط بس ده ما تغيرش بس يعني احنا كده كويس حد قال لي يا رب
by intercession, St. Mary, St. Paul, St. Anthony, St. Mark, Archangel Michael, make a word, repeat him to our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us our daily bread, forgive our trespasses, deliver to those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, and the power of the Holy Spirit, forever. Amen. Go in the peace of the Lord with you all. Amen. Inshallah, see you on Friday. We have already Al Hayn Academy with Bible study. On Saturday, بقى evening, like a celebration بقى. أنا شخصياً مش عارف اللي هيحصل بس a celebration بقى كلنا مع بعض. فصلوا إنه نبتدي ويوم الأحد celebration كمان بتاعة ال Sunday school. بس هنبتدي بقداس فيرجن لأنه نبارك المكان كله بقداس. يبقى بدايته كده ببركة. نبتدي أول حاجة بيها قداس في الجيم وبعد كده نبتدي نخش بقى اللي عايزين يعملوه في الجيم بعد كده لأن أو في عامة في المبنى كله يعني بس بليز يعني try to talk to all the servants يعني إنه كل the servants يبقوا موجودين عينينا على أولادنا المبنى كبير بس مش صليب بس يعني أنا شخصيا لسه بتوه فيه يعني بنزل فيه وأخش مثلا ببقى عايز أروح الشقة اللي أروح الأوضة مش عارف أدفع حوالين نفسي ف بس عنينا برضو على أولادنا عشان هم كمان يحسون ده مكانهم بيحبوه ويبقى بركة